Welcome back to In Depth for a second interview. Brooke Shaw's back in the studio after about a year apart.
Yeah.
Talking about the same thing, fill the boot. So, Brooke, give me a lowdown on what's been happening over the past year.
So, my involvement with the muscular dystrophy has grown. I was just a volunteer last time we spoke, and now I am an employee with the Muscular Dystrophy Association, if I can say it.
That's great.
Thank you. So our office is based out of Las Vegas, and my biggest thing is that we needed more of a presence in Northern Nevada.
Right.
And so here I am, and I'm just so excited to be more involved and getting Northern Nevada more involved, as well as the awareness for the Muscular Dystrophy Association and the neuromuscular diseases that fall under the umbrella of the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
Oh, very good. So how did you get involved in the first place, just as a volunteer?
Yeah, so I had my brother had Duchenne muscular dystrophy. He did pass away in 2011 at the age of 14. I started volunteering at the camp. So our Northern Nevada kids go to a camp that's out in Portola with Northern California kids. It's just much easier for them to get to.
Yeah.
And so once I did that, I just found a passion and a calling that was beyond me. You know, mm-hmm. These kids are amazing, and I love to see them smile. Hmm. And so, again, just bringing awareness to Northern Nevada kind of gave me that push to be more involved. The Reno Fire Department has been filling the boot for a very long time, well beyond anything that I have been involved with. And right. We're always grateful for them. They're filling the boot on Friday, October 11th.
Okay.
And then new this year, October 26th, during the Nevada Day Parade in Carson City, Carson City Fire is going to fill the boot for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. So fill the boot. How did that concept come around?
About 65 years ago, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Forgive me place and time exactly, but, you know, a couple of guys got together and said, hey, you know, can we get some help raising money for these neuromuscular diseases? And so over 65 years, the IAFF and fire departments across the United States have raised over $650 million.
Wow.
For the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
That's massive.
Yeah, and about $1 billion has gone into research that is making a difference. And so if you think about the math on that, they are the lifeblood of the Muscular Dystrophy Association in helping us change these lives.
Wow, that's really cool. So what was that event you mentioned that's coming up?
The Carson City Fire Department is going to fill the boot for us.
Oh, okay.
Down at the Nevada Day Parade on the 26th.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So give anybody any loose change, cash in their wallet.
Yeah, anything you have. I mean, the Reno drivers, they come by. So the Reno one, we always have it right in front of Chili's at the corner of Virginia and McCarran.
I remember driving by.
Yep.
And seeing it
you're
a couple
just
of
like,
years ago.
What are these guys doing out there? But they're firefighters. So, hey, give them some cash.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
But people usually, I mean, whatever's in their ashtray, if we even have ashtrays anymore.
They're not really ashtrays anymore, I guess.
But, you know, we get change. We get, you know, ones and hundreds from some people, which
wow.
is amazing. You know, lots of stuff goes into supporting MDA during these events. You know, we have the restaurants, local restaurants in town. Doughboys Donuts is always a great.
Right.
They always donate donuts to our firefighters and keep them fueled. Famous Dave's this year is going to provide lunch for them.
Dang,
so
that's cool.
Yeah. So it's really fun.
So what's happening? I mean, I don't know if you keep up on the research aspect of things, but what's happening kind of on the forefront of these immune diseases?
Yeah. So, you know, and just with my background, I'm not really equipped to explain
that's all right.
too much.
We don't have to get too in
yeah,
the weeds. But.
So there are a lot of, I guess, trial drugs out there
okay.
With the muscular dystrophy, you know, that they have worked with these clinics on and everything. So just as an example, you know, Duchenne muscular dystrophy, which is what my brother had, he was diagnosed and we were told that he would not be cured, but he would be a part of the cure. So okay. to me, when I was the teenager and he's a 5-year-old little boy, it's kind of like, what is that supposed to mean?
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, moving forward, skipping forward into this, I now am seeing what that doctor meant. You mm-hmm. know, there's a lot of trial drugs that are out there that are helping these boys with Duchenne muscular dystrophy live a better quality of life. They retain their muscle, their ability to walk longer, you know, be more self, like, what's the word that I'm
sustaining
looking for?
Sustaining, yeah, or, yeah. I don't know, that's me.
You know, yeah, life. It's all these things are giving, they're making them stronger.
I mean,
and that's really kind of the point, is the strength behind it. There's drugs, there's trial drugs, gene therapy, SMA1. I believe that there was a trial and gene therapy that is actually, you know, giving these children that wouldn't normally live past the age of 3 a chance to live a longer life and actually have a life, a quality of it, walking, you know, talking, standing upright, breathing on their own, all of these things that we do automatically. And these kids have it, it's taken away, or they've never had it. So now they have a chance to do it. So,
all right. That's what this money is going to go toward.
Yes, absolutely.
That's beautiful.
There's a whole breakdown. I think 76 cents out of every dollar raised, especially with Fill the Boot, goes towards this research.
Okay.
Which is a huge number.
Yeah, it
you
is.
Know, so.
Especially, yeah, statistically.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, so when you're throwing that money in there, you know that a huge portion of that is actually going towards the research, you know?
Yeah, that's really cool. So any other, like, fundraising events you have in your mind for the coming year, or is this the big one?
Last year we actually, or I'm sorry, this year.
<That's>
I'm already skipping into 2020.
No, I don't blame you.
So this year we did kind of an awareness fundraising event with the Reno Aces.
Oh, okay.
So proceeds from certain ticket sales went towards that. We actually had a local family go out there and throw the first pitch, which was awesome.
Wow, cool.
And there's a lot of things. Beer Envy, they actually, so Revision Brewery and Imbibe donated some kegs, and Beer Envy put them on tap, and 100% of the sales from those kegs went to MDA. We raised $1,200.
Just, wow.
I mean, you know, so, and it, for me, it's about, you know, not necessarily how much money we raise, but the awareness in the community, because, you know, awareness is only going to bring, you know, people wanting to give if they know why they're giving. There's a lot of causes out there, and none of them are more important than the other, because we all have something in our life. But, you know, knowing why you are giving this money is very important. And that's truly what I'm trying to do.
Cool. And instilling that sense of community in the first place is really beautiful.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because we see every single person we encounter every single day has something. We don't know what, maybe nothing, but, we just need to love them and treat everybody with, like, I don't know, a sense of compassion and, I don't know. I love our community. I really do.
No, we do really well with this kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
So hopefully people can get the let out and help you out. And
thank you.
Is there a website people can go to check out more information?
MDA.org. Will take you to the vast majority of everything about MDA. You can sign up as a volunteer if you ever want to volunteer at an event in Reno. That'll kind of direct you straight to me at this point, which
nice.
Is great. Yay!
Yeah.
and then if you ever want to volunteer at the camps, you can sign up and get connected. The camp, again, is out in Portola, so always needing volunteers out there, because the week that these kids are out there, they're just kids, and they are having the best week of the year, and having people around them to support them and let them just kind of be kids with all the other kids is important, because their daily life can be limited, a lot of the times restricted to the home, because they can't walk. They are immobile. You know, they have a lot of machines to help them breathe and you know, kind of do these daily life things. So just being in a facility that accommodates all those needs and shooting archery, you know, the Nevada Department of Wildlife, they actually donate these like kind of assistance archery bows.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so these kids get to shoot bows
That's
and
so
go
rad.
Swimming, and they do like zip lining. I mean, just stuff that they don't normally get to do, which is so cool. Yeah.
Well, then people give generously. MDA.org is where you got to go.
Yes.
Brooke Shaw, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ian. I appreciate it.
Of course.